Do you want to experience wellness at a whole new level? Make your health and wellness a priority and be your best you. Check out TotalWellFit.com for top quality nutritional and wellness products. For example, our collagen creamer is made with stevia and helps with elasticity in the skin, hair, and nails while providing structure for tendons and joints. And it's delicious. TotalWellFit.com. It's a lifestyle thing.
Now, the Jen Charlton Show on 930 WFMD and WFMD.com. Telling it like it is with your host, Jen Charlton.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome. Great day in the neighborhood, and it's great to be here with you. And I just really want to give you today some various information that I've received. And a lot of what I see, you may not see because I may not be ready to share it with you, because I try to vet all of the information I put out here and have some semblance of confidence that what I'm giving you is accurate and true. And I'm not part of perpetuating some propaganda because I refuse to participate in that nonsense. And we are about telling it like it is here. And that being said, sometimes it's hard to tell because we are in a extraordinary time where, as you're going to hear today, we're in a wartime. We are in a wartime. And I've said it's undeclared, but I'm not sure it is anymore. The problem is that so much is happening behind the scenes because, as they say in the movies, you can't handle the truth. That's what they think. But I think we can. I think we want it. We're dying for the truth. Please give us the truth. And, you know, my heart breaks for the guy that lit himself on fire in New York. I mean, what kind of psychosis would you have to be going through to do that to yourself in such a public display? It's really pretty shocking. So whatever I share with you today, I trust the sources, but also it's important for you to think through your own filter. I'm giving you information. You may or may not agree with me, but I want you to be informed. But also, I think we also need to stop the drama. And that's something that these guys talk about in the various podcasts I'm going to try and share with you today. And so forgive me as I pull up audio and try to give you the best of in some semblance of order. The first thing I want to mention to you, though, before we go any further, is we have an event coming up. And it really actually sets the tone for what we're doing here today, because this is about our country and taking our country back. So there's an important event called Let My People Go. It's a film premiere of the film Let My People Go on April 25th at 5:30 p.m. It's being hosted by the Frederick County Conservative Club. And I would like to just, as a caveat, say, don't let that stop you from going. If you're an independent or even you're a moderate liberal, or frankly, you're hungry for the truth and you're a, you know, progressive liberal, maybe this is where you'll get, you know, you'll get the truth that will set you free. But that night, it starts Thursday, April 25th at 5:30 p.m. at the Lewistown Fire Hall. That's 11101 Hessong Bridge Road in Thurmont. So this is for everyone. This is not just for conservatives. I want to say, if you're a patriot, you care about our country, you need to be there and see and hear Dr. David Clements. He's going to be speaking. He's a New York State professor with the and he's been specializing in election fraud, election integrity, and some of the issues. He's one of many voices working on it, and it's really worth attending if you can make it work. The phone number to call for tickets is 240-285-9787, 240-285-9787. So I wanted to make sure I got that out there for you guys to get your tickets, because we want to have a lot of people informed about what's going on. And let me lead that into, therefore, as you get informed, you have a responsibility to participate at whatever level you can. We need election judges, poll watchers, poll judges. We need people to participate in maintaining and ensuring the integrity of the election process. Now, I understand that some of the election boards have been less than accommodating. They'll try and intimidate you with the long hours. They'll try and tell you you don't get a break. They're going to tell you all sorts of stuff to try and get you off their trail. You need to do whatever you can do to participate, because we are outnumbered, Republicans to Democrats, in this process. And lo and behold, in the districts and jurisdictions and at the various polling places where shenanigans happen, guess what? They don't have equal participants, Republicans to Democrats. And oh, by the way, if they tell you have to go stand outside the door and look through the crack in the door, that's a bunch of nonsense. You have the right to participate and the right to be there and observe if you are one of those approved and trained election officials participating in the process, again, to ensure a free and fair election. So right now, we're coming up on primary, and it is just as important to get the right people through the primary. The primary is just as important as the general. Let me say that again. The primary is so important for you to get out your vote and to ensure that our elections are free and fair. So please do whatever you can. And as for the voter rolls, there's a lot of great work being done by many people. My father's been working on some things with his RICO case. We have Kate Sullivan and Dave Morseberger, who filed a case that where they have all of the Maryland scorecard data, and they have the evidence. And one of the things we've heard President Trump say, they have it all. We have the evidence. Now, they can keep trying to push us off and push us back and manipulate and control the process and our access, but we have the right to have a free and fair election. We must be a demand for it. Okay, respectfully demand. All right, now let's just jump right in. I'm going to have us start with the first podcast is a guy named Jayco. Jayco has been, you know, I've looked at him over the past 2-3 years, and I've never shared his podcast, but he was a Navy SEAL, SEAL Team 6, CIA. He's one of those guys that's been in the trenches, and he's a good guy. He's what we call a white hat, and he has with him today Derek Johnson. Derek Johnson is a veteran, retired. He, I think, left because of injuries, but you can find him at rattletrap1776.com. He is also a country music star. I'm trying to get him on with me to do an interview directly. So right now I'm pulling content from other podcasts because I haven't had access yet. But I want you guys to hear this because it's time. It's time for you all to hear the truth. Here we go.
So, and that's what's really nice about in The Midnight Rider, Rides Again. You describe a lot of this stuff, and you describe Joe Biden. And I had no idea that his signature is different now. So you even point that out, and you show it. It's like, well, and you, I mean, we've all looked at the new Joe Biden. It's like whoever that actor is doing a really good job, actually. But it doesn't look like the old Joe Biden really at all. But, you know, they're keeping that going. Kamala Harris, different Kamala Harris. So a lot of these people have gone to Guantanamo, had their trials. Some of them have been executed. Joe Biden on Inauguration Day was basically had 21-3 cannon salute. And his lookalike came and, like, you know, witnessed that. And they had some kind of ceremony there with Hillary Clinton and Obama lookalikes and all kind of crazy stuff. So it's a lot of show on somebody's part.
Of course, they showed Biden in Scranton yesterday in a C-32, and the news is calling it Air Force One. I mean, there's just so much stuff that people it is hard for people because we're trying to explain one thing, and then we got all these other aircraft and all this other information. And, you know, it's not that we're laughing because we know people are suffering, sure, but once sure, again, absolutely. People suffer every day. So someone had to do it. So it's like people are learning a lot more about the military, which is great, than they've ever known, too.
Right.
And what you went through as a SEAL and, you know, an elite force, ladies and gentlemen, elite force, you know, versus, and that's not knocking anybody else. Everybody has a part of the military, but.
Absolutely.
But my goodness, I mean, it is layers of stuff. But the aircraft are really, all the P-8s, I mean, one morning I caught, I think it was 23 P-8s that took off at one time out of Jacksonville. At one hour, 23.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
And that's just not that. I mean, it's not normal, ladies and gentlemen. It's just not.
That
and
is they're a
not
high speed aircraft too. That is very, very.
And they're not. Aircraft. And they're not flying over the ocean. They're flying over waterways in the mainland, back and forth over rivers and you know, lakes and, you know, once again,
traffic. Yeah, absolutely. What do you think as far as like, is it the deep state doing some of this, or is it we're doing that, or is it a little bit of both? How do you look at that?
I think it's all us doing it. I think it's all of us. I think when President Trump tells everybody we have it all, we caught them all. I mean, the biggest part of all this is what I explain to people, that once again, use the age again, 40 and above. Everybody 40 and above has witnessed a president, a federal corporation president, get in. They see either 4 or 8 years, but especially the first 4 years after the last president. That first 4 years, that new president spends 2 years unraveling what happened here. That's not a continuity, and it's all checks and balances, right? Why would you spend 2 years unraveling the last four, right? And we've always had a battle. We've always had a Democrat, a Republican, and they're always saying, well, this last guy, he did this and that. And it's always lopsided. It's never like a little difference, right? It'd be different if it's a little difference. So I always highlight that first. And then you think about Reagan. Now, even though Reagan was still under the corporation, a lot of these people were good people before they got in the seat. And then they got in the seat, and then they realized how big that swamp is behind them back here. And even President Trump, this is what I tell patriots out there, and you and I, we've seen them. I've seen the arguments. I've seen people attacking me, attacking you. We see it all. I don't really care from that angle, because I know I stand by military law, military orders, and what's on paper. I stand by the receipts. Now, I don't have to like all the receipts, but here's the receipts. Let's see why they put them there. Well, Donald Trump told the whole world in a speech, and I'll have to go back and see what date it was, but he told the whole world, he said, even I didn't realize how deep the swamp actually was, even him. So when you think of President Trump being an outside guy, and then you think of probably the most conservative federal corporation president, probably Reagan, they fired a warning shot at him for being a little too charismatic. A lot of people forget that. They fired a warning shot at him. And that was a shot saying, hey, you're getting a little bit too much in the mouth about conservatism and, hey, patriotism, right? Back it up a little bit, right? Mm. So President Trump doing what he did with North Korea, with China, the Forbidden City of China, first foreign leader in 500 plus years, Saudi Arabia, the sword, Russia, the soccer ball. Had Donald Trump not had any extra backup back here, if this wasn't an operation and he didn't have, I mean, he was going up against the elite corporation. And that's what I do to explain to people, that I personally believe that this was already planned. I don't care how long ago it was. I started hearing probably 2012 from some people that I know, but they were congressmen, and one of them's one of the key congressmen that was with President Trump in the early days.
So what Derek Johnson is pointing to here is that what we're experiencing isn't the beginning of the story. It's not even the middle. It's the end of the story. It started long, long ago. If you go back to President Reagan, that's 1984. He was dealing with shots fired and intimidation by a swamp that said, if you don't let us control you, we will kill you. That's how that was going to go. You know, maybe he narrowly escaped. Look, he did. I think they said he died, and then they brought him back. But President Reagan, for all intents and purposes, was a dead man walking. And they let him know it. So we think that this is a Trump phenomenon. And we think that President Trump, the deep state, the progressive left, the globalists in their cabal, would have us questioning ourselves and our sanity because somehow it's because of Trump we're here, because he's some bad guy. It just ain't so, Joe. So where we are now is we're in this war for, I'm going to say for humanity, and I don't think I'm overstating it. But at the same time, it's really important to understand that you and I aren't going to be told everything because it's a military operation. I really got that after watching three of these podcasts and delving in. I've been watching this for years now, but really I had to deal with myself. Like, is it time to have this out on my radio show so that I'm helping people understand that maybe it's not everything that you think. Maybe it's not as bad as it seems. Maybe there's a whole bunch of really great military people who are running things. And maybe we actually are in a form of martial law and we don't even know it. So I guess the question is, can we trust God and his plan? And I do completely. You know, one of the things that Derek talks about in the myriad of segments I've got here, and I don't know how much I'll be able to play for you and have it make sense. But one of the things he talks about is more than 200 high-level military officials or rank have been relieved of their duties. Now, what I got from his podcast, and I really acknowledge him for the deep, deep work he's done, and we'll get into more of it in a minute, but the fact that there are military people that said, I'm no longer willing to do this game you're asking me to play. I'm out. So if you're not willing to participate, the military says you're out, right? They don't, you know, give you a choice in the matter. So there's been a jockeying for position between New World Order, globalists, whatever, deep state, swamp, whatever characterization you want to give it, and the people who are trying to maintain a representative government as defined in our Constitution. So I'm going to play something here on a different show with a different group of folks. Hold on just a moment.
All supposed to do and how it's supposed to look enforced, you'll be able to see it because something is happening daily that's being enforced.
Yeah.
Right? But then you got to think militarily. You got to get tough a little bit. There are going to be executions. Donald Trump said that. I didn't say that. Donald Trump said there will be live executions again on national TV.
Wow.
Now, some people don't like that. But once again, we got to this place in history because all of our ancestors didn't do anything about what they were supposed to be doing. We're the government. Congress works for us. That's why they called representatives. The root word is represent. They represent us. It ain't supposed to be the other way around. So we got here. So we got to get tough right now. And you got to think outside the box right now. And if you really wanted a clean system, then guess what? It was going to require a lot of crap. It was going to require a lot of uncomfortableness and a lot of different things because it. President Trump told you, once again, 45 says it all the time. He said, you just don't realize how deep the swamp really was. He says all that. I don't say that. I take his torch for him and say it for him because he's already paved the way. That's what that book is. It's a paved the way. So the speech of the night. The very first thing that Biden says is, my fellow Americans, all right, and he goes, Roosevelt came to this podium in January 1941. What's the very thing? Anybody who watches me, what do I talk about all the time? 1941 and Roosevelt. Roosevelt told Congress, he didn't ask Congress, he told them, if you don't do something, I will. Who do you think the military generals are going to listen to? Me, the commander-in-chief, or you, the Congress? So Congress wrote the first War Powers Act. which gave the president the authority to send the troops into war. All right, so you don't have to debate that. You don't have to like it, but if you don't like it, it's going to take two-thirds of states' votes or two-thirds of Congress votes to change that. They did change that in 1973, but they even edited it even more. They amended it even more where the president has 48 hours to alert Congress that he's sending troops into hostility. The president can most certainly send our troops into war, into hostility. The president can, not Congress. I know what the Constitution says, but the Constitution left that open. It did leave that open. But what people have a problem with is the Constitution, when our founders wrote that, they wrote it to be amended. It wasn't supposed to sit as it sat, all right? It sits beautifully, and it is the foundation, but it never was supposed to sit just like that. It was written to be, you know, expanded upon, and they've done that. Now, you don't have to like what Congress did in 1973, but that's what they did.
So with that comment coming out by Biden, which means that the White House essentially wrote that for him, if you could put it that way, what are they wanting us to be aware of with that line?
Everything that people are seeing is under the military occupation. I tell people all the time, every time you see something, it's always the military doing it. It's the military generals, though, strategically. We're not talking about boots on the ground, that kind of military. We're talking about strategic, all right? So there's always going to be casualties of war. We're losing soldiers. Aircrafts are – it's mainly aircrafts that are – their intakes are getting clogged and they're crashing. But once again, there's aircraft fault and we're losing soldiers. They're losing their lives in a wartime situation. Donald John Trump, where you know this – is you go to the War Powers Act, once again, 1973 War Powers Act, Section 1550 was not there until the Congress put it there. But that's Donald John Trump. The date in there says December the 20th, 2019. That's Donald John Trump, all right? And it says every 180 days thereafter. It says the first 180 days, this will happen, and then 180 days thereafter. In that first 180 days, Donald John Trump federalized 1 million reserve components to active duty. I don't care that it was March 27, 2024, almost 4 years ago. Until that order is revoked, revised, or rescinded, or mission accomplished, that order is intact, it is active, it is ongoing. All right, and that's military. That's not federal, that's military. It was an executive order, but he also put a military command in there. So there's how they pair in there. He put it in an executive order, there's your federal. But when he federalized 1 million reserves, that was a direct order from the commander-in-chief to his military, all right? He holds that command until otherwise.
So what you're hearing is there are things going on in the background, and we are under some level of military operation, and we're not witnessing it because it's invisible to us. But the one thing I want to say here is this is a time for us to be praying through what's going on and hoping that the good guys have discernment, they have compassion, and they have intellect and leadership that's going to navigate us through this. But there is no question in my mind, zero, that we are in a global war and have been long before Hamas hit Israel. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Do you want to experience wellness at a whole new level? It's time to make your health and wellness a priority and be your best you. Check out TotalWellFit.com for top quality nutritional and wellness products. TotalWellFit.com. It's a lifestyle thing. Welcome back. This is Jen, and I am airing podcast content from Derek Johnson, who is actually a country music singer. He's pretty good. I'm trying to get him to do a live interview with us, but I think that this information is important. One of the things he's done is he's looked at the Law of War manual. It's an enormous document. And I'm learning as we go through this that there is a difference between military law and legislative law. And in a time of military control or martial law, military law prevails. And the Constitution can be suspended. Now, you might say, well, that's not right. That shouldn't be. Well, I guess for military reasons, if they feel it's that dire, they have the ability to override or suspend it, as it said. And it is in the Constitution, and he talks about that. Hold on, here we go.
You'll hear people who want to argue the Constitution doesn't say that. And I'm like, have you read the Constitution? It most certainly does say that. So when people say, what does a SEAL not being on something mean? When you're in military occupation, ladies and gentlemen, the Constitution does not matter anymore. It matters from the standpoint that we're not going away from it. But right now, you're under a military occupation. The Constitution can be suspended. Governor Abbott of Texas just said this a few weeks ago, that if he has to, he will suspend the Constitution.
Really? Really? I didn't hear that. Wow.
And everybody, I'm like, that. We've been saying that. I know other people have been saying it. There's a couple of us have been saying it. That, ladies and gentlemen, it is called the suspension clause. You can go Google that when you get off of here, or if you can simultaneously look. It is called the suspension clause. It is most certainly in our Constitution. When the law cannot be enforced, the Constitution can be suspended. But I can show you where we've been in occupation for 8 years versus what Governor Abbott's talking about for Texas only. That's just bringing visualization and comms and optics back to it again for people to know that the people in Texas, for the people who aren't completely awake once again.
You were saying that happened, what they did in Texas this last week, illustrated by who was there and how they acted, that they saw President
Okay, so
now talk about that.
That right there is going to answer. I know you got a little backlash from something I said the last show. And
the backlash, I'll just say the backlash was people said, I don't believe that he went along the Texas border. I don't believe it's really. You had kind of said most of the problems were solved along the Texas side. You didn't address California, I don't think. So someone wrote me today and said, yeah, but I'm in the California sector. It's a mess over here.
So they go back and forth a little bit. I want to move this on to an extension. Just we'll pick up in just a minute later. Here we go.
People hear the border.
Yeah.
99% of people who are talking about the border ain't ever been to the border. All right. I have. I've been there. I've driven that bad boy from Texas all the way to California.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I've seen every entrance point. Okay. Now, it's kind of like what Donald Trump has to do right now. In a military occupation and a continent of operation, there has to be distractions because not everybody's going to understand what's going on like I understand. So that's the goal, is to get people to understand the government, how the government functions and operates and what it's supposed to do, what it ain't supposed to do, et cetera. That is the goal that we're trying to all achieve here that's what I'm trying to achieve, is get people to understand that. Like, here's what you've been taught your whole life. That's false. All right, sorry, but that's false. That's not how it works, not how it operates. Donald Trump has to appeal to those people over here to get people to still vote, because that's your constitutional right. Go out and vote. It's how you make your voice known, your First Amendment, et cetera. All right, but if your First Amendment doesn't back the Constitution, you're also in trouble, because if mine does, mine trumps yours, all pun intended. That's how that works. All right, now, the border thing. Same situation. Anytime you have a port, what we call a port of entry, or an entrance point, meaning a place that you can come over, show your identification card of why you're supposed to be in this country, or if I'm supposed to go to Mexico, as I call it, but Mexico, whatever port of entry and whichever way someone's going, there's always going to be something. All right. It's never going to be 100% completely cleaned out where it's perfect, because you're always going to have what? You're always going to have people trying to do what? Beat the system, beat the law, or do something illegal. We've proven that in history. The 1920s, moonshine, whiskey.
So he goes a bit into moonshine and so forth. But what I think the point here is that what's going on that you're seeing visually that can be, you know, and I've gotten charged up about it. How dare they let these people in through our border? Some of it may be strategic military operations. So this is hard to wrap our head around. And some of y'all may be saying, oh, she's lost it. She's over the edge. I'm really not. I'm absolutely crystal clear that there is stuff they can't tell us, and we Some of it we will never know. I wish we would. I really like to know everything, but we won't. And if people have committed treason, the consequence is termination. That's what it is. And so when you talk about if this has occurred and maybe it's happened and maybe there's stand-ins for certain people because they've already been taken out because they've committed treason. So a lot of us have been so upset, right? What's happening to our country? We're losing our country. I hope that this show gives you hope. I hope it gives you some semblance of peace, that there are some really good people who have put their lives on the line for us. Not only in the past, but right now, to try and save our great nation. And we've got to do our deal, right? We've got to vote. We've got to oversee these elections. We've got to make sure that people aren't cheating. We have to make sure that people are citizens who are voting, not illegals who have gotten in. And do I think some illegals got in? I absolutely do. And I have compassion for them, but I am a believer that we should help them make their own countries great. You know, it shouldn't be that they're dying to get in here and breaking our laws and getting benefits that need to be going to our citizens, our veterans, our disadvantaged people who were born here and we have our first responsibility to. So this has been a little bit of a tricky show because I wanted to make sure I gave you some information that I'll say held back on because I wanted to make sure I wasn't, you know, perpetuating crazy talk. There's something else you need to be aware of is something called continuity of government. Continuity of government and something called COOP, and then the continuity directives 1 and 2, which I can get the dates for those as well. But the point is there's a lot of background documentation laws and things that are required to run our nation, and those things are being implemented. Those are the tools. Continuity of government is a real tool. And they have an obligation to use it if we are in a time of war or, you know, as they're talking about now, possibly nuclear, you know, weaponry could be used starting in the Middle East. Well, we have now a concern for continuity of government, right? How do we survive something if indeed that happens? So those things, I believe, are fully operational now from the people that I've spoken to and seeing this information and so forth. There's another segment he talks about at Eagle Pass. When President Trump went to Eagle Pass and we saw Biden somewhere else, I think he was at Del Rio. So the question was, well, why was President Biden in some place that was sort of innocuous? And President Trump went right to the heart of where troubles were. And so I want to show this. We'll go ahead and play this. Just give me one moment to pull it up. And I think it's useful to see how some of the military may be kicking in various operations.
Del Rio, 379.2 miles. All right. Nowhere near the hottest topic in the news. But that's not the best part. The best part is Donald Trump gets to Del Rio. He's standing there. There's the most beautiful optic validation, vindication you could ever see, especially if you're a veteran. And you should know this. We all veterans, listening right now, we all raised our right hand to the same Title 10, 10 U.S. Code. Title 10, 10 U.S. Code, Section 502. That's where the oath is found. All right, Title 10, very important. Donald Trump's standing there, and he goes, well, I was shown this operation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a military operation. It's a military operation. He said it twice. He just told the whole world that you're in a military operation. Now, he wasn't talking about just the state of Texas, and here's why. There was a rank structure there. What I was looking at was Donald John Trump, the governor of Texas, and the adjutant general made an appearance. That right there, ladies and gentlemen, was everything that you needed to see that Donald John Trump is a wartime president by law and order because of this right here. And I'm going to read it for you just specifically. That way I have it specifically and accurately just for you, because I don't want to mess it up. Because when you go there and read it, you're going to see it. The adjutant general is the senior military officer of a state's, commonwealth's, or territory's military forces, including the National Guard, the Army National Guard, and the Air National Guard, the Naval Militia, and any, keyword there, any state defense forces. Wow. This officer is known as the AG or the TAG, which means the adjutant general, and reports, get ready for it, ladies and gentlemen, here it is. He reports to the state's chief executive when the National Guard is not in a federalized status under Title 10. And there is the first time they have shown the adjutant general on national TV with the governor of Texas, and guess who's with him? Had Donald Trump not been there, then you would know that it's a state operation. Because the adjutant general, it just told you right there, once again, let me read it again. The adjutant general reports to the state's chief executive. Who's that? The governor. When the National Guard is not in a federalized status under Title 10. There's that Title 10 we raised our right hands to, veterans. Where you at, vets? All right. So they're showing you for the first time, they show the adjutant general, the governor, and Donald Trump together at one time. That showed you who's in command. All right, because, ladies and gentlemen, just a couple weeks ago, the Texas National Guard, Texas has their own guard. They call a Texas Guard. All right, we have our own guard. I'm a Texan too, but we have our own guard. It's called the Texas Guard. All right, so they put a flag up on top of the headquarters that said, come and take it. All right, everybody's seen that before. So they told the Federal Border Patrol, you step foot near that border too, we'll lasso you up just like those immigrants, right? So that's all off. The biggest thing, now let me show you something. Let me show you a little extra. This is your bonus right here. It's your little nugget that I was talking about from what Biden said, that we need fair elections, all right? Well, that's also a play on this. Donald Trump's executive order 13848 was written 2 months before any election under his presidency, which means the only evidence of foreign election interference they would have was 2016 and prior, okay, which shows the military occupation went into place. So let's fast forward. That one key order has a national emergency inside of it. It's been extended 3 years in a row. It has a two-year clause in a national emergency. National emergencies have two-year clauses, meaning if they're not answered or resolved in 2 years, they automatically terminate by law. Why would Joe Biden extend an executive order that would, I don't know any other, they use the word damn. I don't want to use that in the wrong context, but it would damn, meaning it would blockade his whole administration. It would destroy his administration.
Yeah.
It would damn it in the right context.
Yeah.
All right. Why would he do that? He wouldn't do that. The other thing is this, what they've been showing you with all these court cases, that is election interference, ladies and gentlemen, because they're trying to smear Donald Trump with something that is a judge. That's why they call them judges. It's a judgment. It's up to the judge to decide, did a person do this crime or did they do it? Law has to work two ways. Law can't just work because I want the law to work this way. There's always a judge that judges what is perceived or what's presented in a court case. All right, so that is election interference.
Okay, so you're listening to Derek Johnson, and he is outlining some evidence, some you know, reasons why we can believe that there is something else going on in the background that is not apparent to us because they're strategically working through taking down the swamp. And as President Trump said, it was wider and deeper than I ever could imagine, right? It was far worse than even he could think could be the case. But one thing that, you know, Derek says is this started before 2016. So what I think, you know, may someday be revealed is that this has been going on for, well, we know that the election fraud has been going on for decades. We've seen it in Baltimore City. You know, everybody remembers the missing USBs, right? So that was in a recent election. But, you know, we had somebody come to us on the 2020 election, and then back in 2000, they saw things happening. So corruption in elections has been alive and well in some areas for a long, long time. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. We have our own cabal in Annapolis, Maryland. The legislators installed, they passed these horrible bills that the smattering of Republicans that are allowed to get in, or, you know, they can't justify taking them, you know, replacing them with a Democrat in a solid red, you know, district like five here, let's say in the northeastern Frederick County. You know, you're never going to justify or convince us that a Democrat wins that jurisdiction. That would be crazy, right? But they've somehow built a narrative that we're a blue state and therefore this is why it's going this way. Except we know that President Trump was winning on election night in 2020 until they brought in all their mail-in ballots. So the biggest problem we have right now, if I'm talking to my Marylanders and probably Pennsylvania, you've got a similar situation up there. But it really is a matter of taking back our state and not allowing the corruption to thrive anymore. And I don't have the answers on how to break that down, because unfortunately, some of the people who are in Annapolis, and I believe them to be good people, are also a product of a corrupt system. So how do you undo that? You know, you've got elected officials who are going to have to kind of go against the very system that elected them. It's a conundrum. So I wanted to make sure that today was an opportunity for us to start to wrap our head around. Things are changing. You know, when you look at the U.S. is a federal corporation, a lot of people, that hasn't really been discussed so much in mainstream, but it's a fact. And and Derek covers it in one of the podcasts where he talks about Ulysses Grant in 1871, I believe, took a loan from England. And then 1878, we became a product, a federal corporation under England. Well, that then, therefore, where's our money controlled? Where's our, you know, central banking? You're seeing a lot going on in money right now. And we're only in the middle of that. There's more to come on that with, you know, cryptocurrency and banking. Bank of America just announced they're taking down conservative bank accounts. I mean, this is the war that we're in. And it may not look like, you know, people with muskets shooting at each other, or it may not look like, you know, battlefields. But make no mistake, we're in cyber warfare. I think that, you know, we've had many conversations on this show. I've covered EMPs and with Peter, who passed away, actually, about EMPs. He was a foremost expert on EMPs and the possibility of a cyber attack hitting our electric grid and taking out electric. So do you need to be prepared? Absolutely. I'm a Girl Scout through and through. I believe in being prepared. So as we go through the next, you know, 5 months, it is a time to strap in. It is a time to think about what your priorities are, but also take a breath and understand that there are some really smart people who are committed to our welfare and our well-being as a nation and individually, who are trying to protect us, perhaps sometimes from ourselves, so that we don't go out and do something crazy out of despair. So it's a time to be prayerful. It's a time to be trusting and know who you can trust. I'll tell you right now, mine's a short list. And I love you guys dearly, but it's a short list. So you got to know who your peeps are and who you can trust. And be prepared and be able to help others as they need help. Because I have talked to so many people over the last week who are struggling right now. And it's going to get harder before it gets easier, but let's prayerfully consider that God's got this. We have people who are committed to the survival of our sovereignty. And I do not believe in globalism. I believe in working together with people, but I believe we are a sovereign nation. We are one nation. We are under God, and we must be indivisible at this time. And that means sometimes giving up your positions and being willing to hear others and their positions so that, you know, we can come together and come up with maybe the best solutions to help one another through this tumultuous time. And the policies are not here for us. I mean, let's be clear. I've covered it here in Maryland, but the federal policies that have been put in place around, you know, even the border and how, I can't believe Mayorkas and that whole mess. You know, it's all an extraordinary disappointment that we can't hold these bad leaders accountable for the very destruction that they're bringing to our nation. So I hope this has been helpful. Please follow Derek Johnson. He just wrote a book called Midnight Rider Rides Again, and you can find him on Amazon. You can also find him on X. He's Rattle Trap 1776. You can go to rattletrap1776.com, and that's his website. Go there and buy the book. It's like $29. And what he does is he outlines all the different documents, a law of war manual to some of these continuity of government documents and different things, so that you can be educated on how is this process working, and you know, maybe be better able to navigate through it as we are confronted with some tricky times, not only in how we live, but how we buy things, how we serve others and do good deeds. You know, all of this is a time of much contemplation and prayer. So I hope this has been helpful. Please follow Derek Johnson, Derek Johnson, Facebook 1776 Nation. You can find him at rattletrap1776.com. Also, don't forget the event with Dr. Clements and the Conservative Club. See you there.